And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today from Habitat for Humanity of Newcastle County, its Chief Executive Officer, Kevin Smith. Kevin, welcome back.
Thank you, Laura. I'm so happy to be on your show again.
I'm happy to have you here because there's been some exciting news since you were last in here. But let's hold that off for a little while. Let's first talk about what is the mission for Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, we'll give everybody a little teaser there, the anticipation of what's going to be announced. But Habitat for Humanity is a Christian organization. Our mission is that we seek to put God's love into action by building homes, community, and hope. We work in 70 countries around the world in over 1,300 locations in the United States, and we are the Newcastle County affiliate. There are three habitats in the state of Delaware, organized by each county, and we've been doing our work here in Newcastle County for 34 years.
34 years here, and if you don't know this, but I'm going to guess you do, how did it get its actual start, and where?
Yeah, it was started by Millard and Linda Fuller, not by Jimmy Carter, as some people may think. Millard and Linda were making a change in their lives. They recommitted themselves to their faith. They went to a community called Koinonia Farms. Koinonia is the Greek word for community, and it's in rural Georgia. And it was that experience that helped them create this idea of partnership housing. And basically the crux of it is, what the working poor need is not charity. Charity would be giving you things, but capital. They need people to partner with them on the capital side of things. So they tested this idea out when they became missionaries in Zaire, came back, and in 1976 formed Habitat for Humanity International. And it was really about 86 that President Carter got involved. And of course, with his involvement, really helped raised the profile of the organization and became more recognizably known.
And of course, anyone and everyone participates in this mission.
Yeah, that's one of the great things I think about Habitat is that as long as you're old enough and we don't have an upper age limit, that you can participate in what we're doing. We're really relying on this community here to help us make the work happen and to make and to change lives. So if you're 14 or older, you can come out and volunteer with us. We have a ReStore. It's a thrift store. 14 to 15-year-olds can come out. 16 years old and up can come to our construction site. And really, it's a great experience because you have people from different backgrounds, different economic backgrounds, racial backgrounds, who are working together. And so you have this experience of not only building homes, but also knocking down walls that separate all of us.
Oh, what a wonderful way of phrasing that. And isn't it funny that Millard and Linda found a place called Community in Georgia, and that's sort of like the crux, the heart of everything that you do is building that community.
Yeah, you know, even what we do now with we're building multiple homes at a time, and those future home buyers, they work together on each other's houses. So they're creating community with each other. A lot of the work that we've been doing the past several years, we've added some additional training for them, and it's around how to be a good neighbor, why you should be civically engaged. And so not only do we want them to have a strong bond with each other, these new homeowners, but we're also trying to make the connection for them with the existing community, the existing neighbors. We're encouraging them to participate in the civic association in their neighborhood. Really, we see that these Habitat homeowners seeded into these communities have the potential to be the future leaders in these neighborhoods. And so it's important that we connect them with the folks who are already pulling on the rope, trying to make things happen in their neighborhoods.
And these are, when you just said that you work on multiple homes, that this is a fairly recent approach, picking an area instead of it being an isolated house here and then going over four blocks and putting a house down there or six blocks in the other direction. You concentrate on an area to bring a neighborhood up.
Yeah, when we first started here 34 years ago, we were really just looking for opportunities to get property, to renovate homes, to build some new houses here and there. But really about 20 years ago, we said, look, we need to be looking for properties that are closer together, properties where we can demolish old houses, where we can get multiple lots together. And from there, we started concentrating on five particular neighborhoods in New Castle County. And even from there now that we're starting to even hone in even further, because we see that home ownership is the key to these neighborhoods becoming safer and better places to live, that it's driving the quality of life. So really what we're focusing on is creating home ownership and sustaining home ownership one neighborhood at a time.
Who are receiving these homes? Who's buying these homes, I guess I should say, too, and make sure that everybody knows you're buying a home.
Correct. They are applying for our mortgage. So, and they go through our intensive training process while their house is being built. They come out and do sweat equity and help build their house. And then we're going to sell them the house at the appraised value. And our mortgage rate is 0%. You like that, Laura?
I do.
So these are folks who are working. They're folks that we interact with every day. They're nurses. They're in customer service. They're basically making anywhere from about $25,000 to $55,000 a year and cannot qualify for a conventional mortgage. So they come to Habitat saying, look, you know, I want to be a homeowner. I'm tired of renting. I'm tired of moving. But I want to put down roots for me and my children. You know, I want to be a homeowner. How do I do that? And they go through our application process.
And it's a rough process, too. You have to get your ducks in order, and you have to have them all face in the right direction.
Yeah, so again, they're qualifying for our mortgage. So they do have to have a minimum credit score of 580. Again, if you were to go get a traditional mortgage, it would probably be close to 720. So we are a lot more lenient than the banks are in that regard. They can't have any more than $1,500 of delinquent debt. But here's the thing. We see families who come to us for the first time. They don't meet those qualifications. They go work on their credit. They come back and they qualify the second time or even the third time. So we just encourage people to come to our meetings, to find out if you qualify. And if you don't, we'll give you the reasons why and what you can do about it.
So you help them understand how they can improve their financial picture and so that they can qualify.
Correct. And, you know, what we're after here is for folks to become successful homeowners in the full extent of the word. They're going to be making their mortgage payments. They're going to be good neighbors. They're going to be, you know, helping to stabilize these neighborhoods. So we want them to be successful. And we now know with survey work that having a Habitat house allows for their children to do better in school. Some 67% of them are telling us that their children's grade letters have gone up 1 to 3 levels, like from a C to an A. They're telling us they no longer need government assistance. They're also telling us that their economic situation is better. A lot of that is our mortgage payment, including escrow, is averaging $650 per month. Now, let me repeat that. Because the average two-bedroom rent in New Castle County is $1,200. Our mortgage payment, including insurance and taxes, is $650 a month.
And the training that they're getting while they're waiting and while they're working on their homes, that includes financial literacy and other things, right? And budgeting and on and on?
Correct. We don't expect people to fully be prepared for home ownership when they come in, so we do financial coaching, and that's about 8 to 10 hours worth of coaching that they go through. And then we also have them go through construction home maintenance training. So we want them to feel comfortable using all the tools and the equipment, not only to build their house, but after they're in their house, they're going to have to take care of it. We want them to feel prepared to do that.
And you're talking about the people who are going for this. We've been saying working poor, but honestly, anymore, it's working class.
Yeah, one of the things that people don't realize, we have a crisis across this country with affordable housing. 1 in 7 households in the state of Delaware pays 50% or more of their income on housing. And so if you think about that, it's something 1 in 7 pay 50% or more of their income on housing. That's unsustainable. That leaves very little for people to pay for all the other necessities of life. And so the bottom line is we've got to produce more affordable housing, whether it be rental or home ownership. Habitat is simply saying, look, this is an issue. This is our solution to that problem, is to permanently change lives by creating these affordable mortgages and the training that goes along with it. And we see that our program works. So what we want to do is do more of it, you know, and produce change at a faster rate.
By doing more of it, is that trying to convince governments to go into this as well or to increase your workload?
Well, local, state, and federal governments are already partnering with us in what we do. They provide funding, which is needed for us to pay for construction materials. Sometimes they provide for land. Sometimes we have to buy the land. But we need all portions of our community working together, not just the government, not just the banks and the corporations, local foundations, schools, but we need individuals as well. We need people to step up and give not only of their time, but of their treasure as well. And that's the way we're going to increase what we're doing.
Let us talk about then your big news.
Yes, yes.
So what happened? What just occurred?
Yeah, so last Friday we had a groundbreaking for five new houses that we are starting on the east side of Wilmington. The east side is a neighborhood that we're committed to long term. We have already completed 22 houses in a certain area of the east side on Bennett Street. And we basically had a groundbreaking for five new houses on the 800 block of Bennett. And really the bigger news was across the street, there's been a project that's been sitting idle for over a year. It was a project started by Wilmington Housing Partnership over a year ago. It was framed up, the roof is on, the windows are in. But as anybody has followed the story in the paper, Wilmington Housing Partnership is financially insolvent. They're not able to complete the project. So after several months of dialogue with the City of Wilmington and Wilmington Housing Partnership, basically the decision was made that that property is going to come to Habitat. So what you're looking at is within one block, in a city block, Habitat is going to be producing 12 new units of affordable home ownership. So we were excited to announce that last Friday. We are very shortly will be beginning construction on the seven units, as well as the five units that we will begin brand new across the street.
And these will all be, what will be the quality of them?
So the seven units that were already started are in good enough shape that we can take them over as is. There'll be a few repairs we have to make to the outside. But these are very well-built homes. They're actually larger than the homes we would normally build, but we felt like it was really important that these houses not sit idle and hurt the neighborhood any further. So we were very happy and really very proud that the funders that we went to in this community stepped up in a large way to not only support our original five-house project, but now support us at 12 houses. So we now have the building permits to start the five. And in January, we will be starting in earnest on all 12 houses.
Now, when I asked that, though, I meant these houses that you turn over to the new homeowner, these are really well-built homes, aren't they? They mean they're energy efficient, et cetera?
Correct, correct. So, you know, people might think affordable housing, well, what is that? What does that look like? We're not building houses as fast as we can. So when we do make mistakes, all builders do, we're taking the time to fix those things, to do it right. I would put Habitat's houses quality above anybody else's houses that are built. And you're right, they're energy efficient. And so what the homeowner is going to experience is not only a lower mortgage payment than what they're paying in rent, but their energy bill is probably going to be less than what they're paying for their rent, or excuse me, for the utilities when they were renting. So this is the way you set people up for success. You know, you make their numbers work and you set them up in a house that they can afford and take care of.
And they're getting a house at, I forgot the term here. They're getting the house at it appraised value.
Correct.
So, I mean, they're already ahead.
Yeah, we anticipate these 12 houses appraising for somewhere between 135 and 150, given the market that we know about in these neighborhoods in Wilmington. And then they'll pay that back over 20 to 30 years, depending on what their income is. And again, it's a great deal. We do have over 200 people who are interested in working with us, and we have active meetings going on all the time. So if you're hearing me and this sounds like a great deal, which it is, please contact us. You can call us 652-0365 or go to our website, habitatncc.org, and you can find out about how to start this process of applying for a Habitat home. It will change your life.
Wow, you just did my job for me. I was about to say, it's the halfway point. I always do that now. Well, you heard him. You heard the man, Kevin Smith, the Chief Executive Officer for Habitat for Humanity of Newcastle County. To reach out to them, habitatncc.org, habitatncc.org, or call them at 302-652-0365. I'm Laura Lewis. You're listening to Focus on the Delaware Valley. And so you have 200 waiting right now in the wings. Have they already gone through started the process?
These are folks who've just expressed an interest, and so they have to come to a meeting and have to apply, so they are not qualified yet. So there is nobody at the front of the line. Okay, there are folks who are already in our program whose houses are being worked on and they're going through the process, but people need to understand they're not getting in line. If they today come to a meeting, put in an application, and they qualify, they're in. So we, as I mentioned, those 12 houses, we have four of the homeowners in place. So we need another eight. And we have other houses that are 50% complete, and we need homeowners. So I'm here to say, if you like what I've been saying to you, you need to act, because it's basically first come, first serve.
And you just made the reference to worked on. You do more than build houses. You take care of houses that are already out there.
Yeah, so our focus, as I said, is creating home ownership. So we build new houses. We renovate homes for first-time home buyers. But we also do repair work for low-income homeowners. So the other focus is to sustain home ownership. And that is the other issue we have across the country. Yes, we need a whole lot of new housing, but we also have a lot of people, many of them seniors, who already own their house but cannot afford the necessary repairs to stay in that house. So we are now the lead organization in the city of Wilmington providing repairs for low-income homeowners. And it's very much like the same process to be a homeowner. They need to contact us, the same number and website, and see if they qualify. And what we will do is we'll come out together. We'll look at your financial situation, see if you qualify. And if you do, these are free repairs that we're doing, upwards of about $10,000. We're really focused on keeping people safe, warm, and dry. So we're replacing roofs, furnaces, structural issues, sometimes electrical, sometimes plumbing, but major things that people need done so they can continue to stay and enjoy their house.
Now, so this does not require a loan to pay for that?
At this point, it does not. These are free repairs. We've been very blessed to have financial support from JP Morgan Chase, and we've also are about to receive support from Christiana Care to really try to influence and make a difference for folks who, you know, are living in difficult situations, because once your roof starts leaking, you know, we're encountering folks who haven't had working heat for years. And that's just unacceptable. We need to get people decent living experiences. And so we're committed to doing the necessary repair work so that it happens.
And of course, once a house falls into disrepair, it's very easy to lose said house.
Correct. You know, and that relates to our efforts around neighborhood revitalization, because I go back to home ownership being so important. So we're working on the east side. Those existing low-income homeowners that live there, we want to keep them there. So if they have repair issues, we want to know about it. We want to engage them so that they stay the homeowners in that community, and then add more home ownership there. So what we're trying to do is get a neighborhood where you have at least 50% of the residents are homeowners. We feel like that changes the quality of life for the people who live there.
You mentioned that you have wonderful sponsors that understand and want to support this to help this community, to keep building it. How do people get involved with you?
Yeah, you know, people, I think, in Delaware sometimes assume that the corporations are paying for it all, and they are very generous, but they alone cannot meet the need that's out there. So one of the things that we've done recently is we've launched a new giving society called Groundbreakers. You heard me say that we broke ground last Friday on new houses. Well, now we're starting a new initiative called Groundbreakers. It's simple. It's automatic. If people can give as little as $10 a month, you know, that's less than a daily cup of coffee, they will make permanent change in the lives of families right here in Wilmington and Newcastle County. And they can learn more about that at habitatncc.org/donate. So there's lots of different ways, you know, people can to give lots of different, you know, amounts. There's also the Neighborhood Assistance Act through the state of Delaware. If an individual gives $2,500 or more, they'll get half of that back as a state tax credit through Habitat because we're a qualified nonprofit. Again, that nets out to be a $1,250 donation because you're getting half of that back as a tax credit. So that's a first-come, first-serve tax credit bucket. And again, they could just reach out to us. They can make a donation online or call our office. But we do need people's support to continue this work and continue it at a rapid pace. The need keeps growing and getting past us. In the state of Delaware, there's at least 17,000 new units of affordable housing needed. So we're trying to do all that we can and keep folks in their houses and change these neighborhoods. So we'd ask them to join us with this new initiative, Groundbreakers.
Did you say 17,000?
17,000.
Oh, my. 17,000 in Delaware.
That's correct.
Oh, how many volunteers does it take in the course of a year, or how many volunteer hours? And don't forget, talk up the restores.
Yep. So we are building 10 to 14 houses a year, and we are doing 20 to 25 repairs a year. And all told, we have over 3,100 volunteers who come out and give over 20,000 hours each year. And again, most of these folks have never swung a hammer before in their lives. So don't be daunted by the idea that you got to have construction experience. You do not. You come out with your friends, with a group of your friends, your coworkers, folks from your church or your synagogue, and you can come out and help make a difference and learn a little construction while you're at it, or volunteer in our restores. So we have two thrift stores called Restores, and what we do is we take in donations from the public of furniture, household goods, all the hard goods kinds of stuff, and we take that in and resell it back to the public at 50 to 90% off of retail. And those proceeds go to help us build affordable housing. So if you want to shop, that's great. If you want to donate items, that's great. Or if you want to volunteer, we have a growing need for volunteers in our stores. Again, we're moving a lot of merchandise, sometimes heavy. So we do need folks who don't mind, you know, breaking a sweat from a time or two.
You also take construction materials, don't you?
That's correct. So if you've done a construction project and you have leftover things at your house or your business, the other thing to mention is we do pick up. So if you go to our website, habitatncc.org, which was recently redone, there is a self-scheduling platform on there if you want to schedule yourself for us to come out and pick up your construction material or household goods.
And that can mean, that could be stuff like insulation, new doors, mm-hmm. Windows, roofing tiles.
Drywall, 2x4s.
Sinks.
Sinks, mm-hmm. Toilets. We do screen, so we generally ask that things be in good condition. We are not basically your shortcut to the landfill. We unfortunately do have to throw things out that don't sell, so we will be discriminating in what we do take.
But if you do have a household project, you can find even paint sometimes.
Well, we have our own branded paint now, Laura.
Oh,
so you can come shop in the Restore, and we have seven different colors with Habitat's brand on it. It's repurposed paint. But all of the seven kind of basic colors that you would ever want. And then generally, the cost of our paint is half of what you're going to see in the big box stores.
Yeah, the prices of all of your stuff is about half what you'd see in a big box store.
Yep.
And that can be anything from a lighting fixture to, as I said, a screen door or a set of replacement windows.
Exactly.
Now, you said something about that new website. What will we find when we go to that website?
Well, you're going to find information not only to give and to volunteer, but you're going to find information about the ReStores, about our location, about how to connect up with us. But you're also going to find out all these facts and figures I've been sharing as well about the impact. This isn't just about output and how many families can we put in a house, but it's about the outcomes and the impact that we're having in our community. You heard me mention we do survey work with our homeowners. We're about to start doing the same thing with those who receive repair work. And we're also going to start doing the same thing in the neighborhoods that we work. So we're really concerned that that we're making a long-term impact, a sustainable impact in these neighborhoods.
When you bring up a few houses, you bring up a lot of houses in value and safety, et cetera, et cetera. Is there any requirement that they stay X number of months or years in a home?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So a lot of investment on the front end. As I mentioned, we broke ground on these five houses. We've got DuPont, Capital One, Bank of America, all contributing to those houses being built. Nobody wants to see a house flipped. So we have a requirement that they have to live in the house for 10 years before they could sell the house. And what's interesting is we don't see Habitat homeowners wanting to sell after those 10 years. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they helped build it, that their blood, sweat, and tears are in this process and in that house. And so to them, it's not real estate, it's home. And they've made connections, they put down these roots. And so we put that in there as a protection and as a acknowledgement of all that the community has put into the process. But again, we don't see homeowners coming up against that timeline.
And again, if we would like to volunteer, what kind of time commitment are you asking of volunteers who
yes.
want to do this?
Yeah, so on the construction site, we work Tuesday to Saturday, year-round, even when it's cold, even when it's rainy, like a day today, it's 8 to 3. So we're asking for a full-day commitment, and that is because, you know, we're going to spend the early part of the day getting you prepared to work, showing you what to do. We want to get as much work out of you as possible during that 8 to 3 time frame. And again, we work Tuesday through Saturday. We have a lot of retirees, and we could use more who come out during the week. And then if you can only make a shorter time frame, then we do have up to two-hour time slots in our ReStores. And again, you don't have to have any experience. You could help with not only just moving items, but pricing items, engaging with customers, keeping the store clean, maybe going out with pickups. There's different ways to be engaged there. We also have a number of events throughout the year. We have a Rock the Block exterior beautification project coming up in May on the east side. That'll be a cleanup and exterior planting and fixing up things there in the neighborhood. So that's a full day, but it's a great day to be involved. We have fundraising events. We need volunteers for that. And again, everybody who wants to be engaged can call us at 652-0365 or go to our website, habitatncc.org.
So even if you can't paint, you can enter data or lick envelopes for you.
Correct.
That's always good to know. And of course, you're looking for businesses, you're looking for individuals, and of course, you're looking also for people who would like to purchase through Habitat for Humanity's program, putting people in homes. And for more information about absolutely everything, just go to HabitatNCC.org. HabitatNCC.org for Habitat for Humanity of Newcastle County. And you can call them, of course, at 302-652-0365. Our guest today, the Chief Executive Officer for Habitat for Humanity of Newcastle County, Kevin Smith. Kevin, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
And congratulations and thank you for the East Side Project.
Thank you.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.